Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as I was praying for what the Lord would have me share this week, the Lord directed me into this area that is an important area, and as Christians, whether we are newborn babes in Christ or whether we walk with the Lord for a very long time, we need to understand spiritual warfare. Now, before I go any further, the Lord quickened a scripture that Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy, and he said, "Know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you've heard from countless sources and ministries that we are surely in the end times. Prophecy is being fulfilled. And as we look all around us, the wickedness increasing on the face of the earth, the lawlessness, anarchy, and rebellion against the ways of God are demonstrated in a way that we have never seen before, even in our own lifetimes and generations. And that word perilous that Timothy used, that English word means, the noun means exposure to harm or injury, danger, jeopardy. So, beloved, we are living in dangerous times, risky, perilous times, and it behooves us as the people of God to understand that our existence in this life is one of continuing spiritual warfare. Praise God, beloved, a time is coming when Jesus returns and we will not have to deal with our adversary. He's going to be bound for 1,000 years. And then after he's released for a short time at the end of the millennium, he will be consigned forever to the lake of fire. And we will never again have to deal with sin, temptation, injury, the effects of the curse that have so affected us as human beings, as children of God, even our natural world, the animal creation, all is, they're groaning and waiting, the natural world, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And beloved, there's a glorious time coming. And so while I have no intention of spending a great deal of time talking about the devil and how he works, yet because I am a minister of the gospel, and this ministry has always been committed to preaching the whole counsel of God, it is important that I share a balanced message. And so it just is as the Lord directs what area or subject that might be. But beloved, because we are living in very difficult times, it's important we understand the very basics of, not my opinion, but what the Word of God has to say about our enemy. And so as we begin the broadcast, let's ask the Lord to bless this time together, that we, even if we walk with the Lord for many decades, we will have new appreciation, new understanding for what God is saying to us in His Word regarding the warfare that we are in. We are soldiers. Paul used repeated references, similes describing our walk in Christ. He says, "I have fought the good fight of faith." Beloved, that means hand-to-hand combat. It's not something we desire, but it is just a reality of our present situation. Jesus has wrought the victory for us, but it is important we understand what the Word tells us so that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Father, having shared all this, we come to you, Lord, as little children. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be fearful, we don't have to be anxious or worried. Our times are in your hand. The church, the body of Christ, Lord, you promised that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. You are the head of your church. You are the head of the body. And we, Lord, are all members of that corporate body of Christ. And so, Father, we thank you that Jesus directs the work of his body, that because we can have the mind of Christ, we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, but we will avail ourselves and walk in the victory that God has provided to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. You've given us power over all power of the enemy, that we will not be defeated. We are more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in within the world. And so, Father, as we share this subject, we do not do it with trembling or intimidation, but Lord, we understand that our God, our mighty warrior, the Lord of hosts is with us, and that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. And as we stand still and avail ourselves of our spiritual armor, our spiritual weapons, we can stand still and see the salvation of our God. Father, in Jesus' name, all glory, all credit, all praise, all honor is due you. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we are talking about understanding spiritual warfare. And when we are born into the body of Christ, one of the first things we have to do, really, as babes in Christ, is to understand that we have a job and that we have been conscripted, if you will, into the army of the Lord, where we have to withstand the forces of darkness. And in order to do that, we have to recognize that the God of this world, Satan, is alive and well. Now, there are multitudes who scoff at the idea of a real devil. They relegate him to something a little less than a fairy tale or a little red imp dressed with a pitchfork and a forked tail and going about causing mischief. Well, beloved, he is a considerable foe. He is a formidable adversary. God's word, regardless of what people say, teaches us that he is alive and that he is the root cause of all of earth's problems. And furthermore, beloved, while there is heartache and sorrow in the realm and experience of the unsaved, sometimes, I don't know if you have found this, when you decided to follow Jesus, when you gave your heart to the Lord, you may have discovered that sometimes the real battles were just beginning. Why? Because, beloved, our adversary is doing everything in his power to rob you and to rob the church of the Lord Jesus Christ of its power and victory in serving God. He uses the same modus operandi, if you will, that he did from the beginning. He comes with lies. He comes with deceptions. He makes us feel that we are not able to live the life that the Bible talks about. In the very beginning, the opening pages of the Word of God in Genesis, we see that Satan came in the form of a servant, came to Eve in the garden, and he told her that God really didn't mean that she and Adam would die if they ate of the forbidden fruit. He inferred that God was holding out on them, and if they would just eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good, of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would be like God. Well, in one sense, he was right. We now have a knowledge of good and evil. It was not God's intention that we would have the understanding of the depths of evil, such as mankind has experienced since that dreadful day. But now that we have experienced, we have, as God's people, chosen the right choice. We have chosen to serve God. We have chosen to obey him, which was God's plan from the beginning. But those of you who are parents, who have children, haven't you discovered that, and that's true in our own lives, sometimes we have to, in spite of what we're told, we've got to fail. We've got to make the wrong choices so that we will learn by experience. Well, beloved, mankind has learned by experience. Those who have ears to hear, those who have been called by God, we've had the fruit of our own doings. We've had the fruit of rebellion and selfishness and going our own way. And we have learned in a very hard way that the only way that we can find true peace, joy, and satisfaction is in the way of the Lord. As for God, His way is perfect, beloved. And so from the beginning, it has been Satan's plan of attack to make God's children doubt God's holy word, to disobey, to question. And beloved, as I shared at the beginning, it is not my intention to give any glory or undue recognition to Satan. But beloved, in order for us to be a victorious child of God, we have to see that he is our enemy and that he is going about relentlessly, tirelessly, doing everything possible to rob you and to rob me of God's power and our victorious walk as Christians. And so it's an absolute must that we learn about our ferocious enemy. He is a formidable adversary. And you know, I have been in churches where some pastors would say, oh, well, you know, we don't have to be afraid of what's going on. We don't have to be afraid of terrorists. I've actually heard from the pulpit a pastor challenge Satan, like, come on, devil. And I kind of just cringed inside and I said, oh my, Lord, help that dear brother. Because you know what it says in Jude? Jude is warning about those who are given to wickedness, ungodly men. It says, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. He durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. This was the great Archangel Michael. He said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Beloved, we need to learn respect for our adversary, but not to be afraid. Well, there's so much I want to share with you, but we're going to have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to tune in at the same time, or should you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.